We'll discuss today some Inyani Chanukah. And today's topic will be if one lights Chanukah candles before the appropriate time. We'll discuss what is the appropriate time. But if one lights the candles before the appropriate time, can they fulfill the mitzvah? In other words, let's say you have a candle that could last 3 hours, or oil that could last for a couple of hours, and you light the candles an hour before the appropriate time, but it's still going to be lit 2 hours after. Do you get the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? And similarly, what do you do every Shabbos Chanukah? It happens every year, at least once, sometimes twice, that you have a Shabbos Chanukah. So what do you do Friday night? Since we know there's a biblical prohibition of lighting candles, making a fire on Shabbos, so how could you light Chanukah candles at the appropriate time? So we'll discuss this issue. So the Rambam in Hilchis Chanukah, Perek Dalet, Halacha Hei Kosov. Ein Madlikin Neiris Chanukah Kodem Shetishka Hachama Ela Im Shkiyasa. One cannot light Chanukah candles before Mishetishka Hachama. The Rambam's opinion is you light Chanukah candles at sunset, and let's assume sunset is 5 o'clock. You cannot light the candles at 4:59. You must not even do the act of lighting until the time of the mitzvah. Ela im shkiyasa lo ma'achrin v'lo ma'agdimin. You shouldn't do it after, but we'll see. You have time to do it after until the people on the street. Bizman ha'gemara. But the ideal time is then, and certainly v'lo ma'agdimin. You can't do it before. And we see the Rambam doesn't quote the Gemara. The Gemara on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis 21b, the Gemara says, Mitzvah Samishatishka Chama Ashaticho Rego Min Ashuk. That's what the Gemara says. The time of Chanukah candles is from sunset to there's no one left on the street. But the Rambam is warning that the Gemara is talking about the Kiyam HaMitzvah, the fulfillment of the mitzvah. In other words, the two parts to a mitzvah, generally speaking. It's what we call the Maisa Mitzvah, the act, the physical, you shake the lulav, you eat the matzah, you light the Chanukah candles, that's the Maisa. And then there's the fulfillment of the mitzvah. The Gemara says you fulfill the mitzvah between Shkiyas HaChama and until there's no one left on the street, whether that means at sunset or at nightfall, different interpretations of the Gemara. But whatever the time is, that's what the Gemara is telling me. So the Rambam's Chiddush is, not only is the Gemara talking about the mitzvah, the fulfillment of the mitzvah, but the Rambam is saying the Maisa mitzvah, the act of kindling the lights, also must not be done until after Shkia. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam. Not only the fulfillment of the mitzvah, but the Hadlaka also cannot be done before. And that's why the Rambam didn't quote the Lashon HaGemara, Mitzvasa Mishetishka, but his language is Ein Madlikin Neiris Chanukah Kodem Shetishka Chama. You cannot light. So that's the opinion of the Rambam. So the Rashba, one of the earlier commentators, disagrees. And I'll quote the kasa of the Hadam Rina and Mitzvah Samishatishka Chama, that with the Rambam, the Rashba seems to learn the Gemara differently. He says, all the Gemara is telling me is the mitzvah of Chanukah candles is during that time period, Mishatishka Chama. But it's not telling me anything about when I have to light. I could light, according to the Rashba, Samach Hashkia. I could light 5, 10, 15 minutes, maybe a half an hour. It doesn't give us an exact time. But you could light close to the time of sunset, even before. Because it's obvious when I light before Samach Hashkia, he says, it's obvious the Samach Hashkia Chama, the Iker Persumi Nisa. It's obvious why you could, why you're lighting. If you're lighting for Hanukkah candles, so the Rashba disagrees and says, I agree the fulfillment of the mitzvah is after sunset, but there's no problem with me lighting the candles before sunset. And then when sunset comes or when nightfall comes, whatever the Rashba holds the mitzvah is, you get the mitzvah. And he says, the Iker Zman Kiyam HaMitzvah Mishkiya Sachama, but nevertheless the Hadlaka could be before. And not only that, but the Rambam quotes the Gemara later on where he wants to compare. So number one, his first question on the Rambam is Maishna Mishabbos. Why should the mitzvah of lighting Chanukah candles be different than lighting Shabbos candles? The Rashba says, just like on every Friday night, we do the Maisa mitzvah, the act of lighting candles before Shabbos, and the mitzvah is happening on Shabbos. So we see the act and the fulfillment don't have to be done together. We make a bracha every Friday night. So the Rashba says it's no different than Shabbos all year round. And therefore, just like on Shabbos, we do the act before sunset and the mitzvah happens after. So there's no problem with Chanukah candles. And the Rashba says, secondly, even stronger is, what about every Shabbos Chanukah? Just like we light the Chanukah candles before, normally you don't, according to the Rambam, the mitzvah doesn't begin until sunset, or according to others, until nightfall. So whichever opinion you take, we light candles, Friday night candles, before sunset. So the Rashba writes, the same way it works Friday night, that we're doing the act of Chanukah candles early, even though the fulfillment of the mitzvah is the same time later on, so twofold. Why should the mitzvah of Chanukah candles be different than Shabbos candles? And secondly, forget about Shabbos. Even we see on Ner Chanukah, when we light Ner Chanukah early Friday night, we're doing the act before the fulfillment, so too, it must work the rest of the week. Those are the two difficulties the Rashba has with the Rambam. So in the Sefer Kuntaris Chanukah of the Megillah, I believe it's a Talmud of the Briska Rav, Rav Turchin, he wants to give pshat in the Rambam to answer up the Rashba's difficulty with the Rambam. So he quotes the Rambam. The Rambam tells us in Perek Beis of Hilcha Shabbos, actually Perek He of Hilcha Shabbos, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam writes as follows. Echad Anoshim, V'echad Noshim, Chayavim Uyos B'vateyam Nir Dolok B'Shabbos. The mitzvah of lighting Shabbos candles, contrary to popular belief, is not an obligation on the woman, per se, that's the custom, but the halacha applies to a man or a woman. If a man lives alone, he has to light candles as well. That's what the Rambam writes in Parakeh. And he writes, Zebechlau Onik, it's part of the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos. Over Perak Lamin Behilcha Shabbos, and in chapter 30 in the Rambam writes, Zarach Latakein Besom Avodom Mle Kavada Shabbos, V'yened Dorog. You have to light candles. Mibodom, you have to light the candles before Shabbos, Mle Kavada Shabbos, V'yened Dorog. So the Rambam writes, that you have to light Shabbos candles before Shabbos. Like, wow. What? He's writing like the Vilna Gaon tells us the difference between Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos is the preparation you do before, getting the house ready. And Oneg Shabbos is what you enjoy on Shabbos. So the Rambam has a chiddush that lighting Shabbos candles is both a din in Kavod Shabbos and it's a din in Oneg Shabbos. It's a din to have your house lit before Shabbos, as well as taking a shower or getting the food ready. And it's also a mitzvah of Onig Shabbos. And according to the Vilna Gaon, Kavod Shabbos, the mitzvah is before. Onig Shabbos is the mitzvah after. So that's what we see from the Chiddush. That's what the Rambam's saying. You have to light Shabbos candles before Alts Kavod. Not, of course, he means to say that, let's say on Yontif, even if you could light from a pre-existing flame, but it's a din and Kavod Shabbos. It's not just a pragmatic halacha that it has to be done before because of Chilul Shabbos, but it has to be done because that's the mitzvah. So Rav Turchin says, we see from here that the Rambam holds the two aspects of Halacha Shabbos, of lighting Shabbos candles. It's part of the din of Kavod Shabbos, and it's part of the din of Onig Shabbos. So that's the pshat. The Rambam, the Rashba has, just like by Shabbos candles, we see you could do that act of mitzvah before Shabbos, even though the mitzvah doesn't happen until later, so too you could light Hanukkah candles before the time of the mitzvah. And the Rambam says, no, ein madlikin ela im shkiasa. So we have our answer. The answer is because the Rambam's opinion is you can never separate the act of kindling with the fulfillment of the mitzvah. And what the Rambam is telling me, Chiddush, is that there's a mitzvah to light Hanukkah candles early. That is the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. That's the reason why you can light Shabbos candles early. Because when you light Shabbos candles early, you are fulfilling the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. So, and hence, the act and the fulfillment happen at the same time. Clearly, the Rashba may disagree with the Rashba doesn't go with the Chiddush of the Rambam, that he holds is only that maybe he seems to be saying that Shabbos candles only did an Onig Shabbos. It's only when you eat the meal or when you're enjoying the light on Shabbos, and therefore, so it's a fundamental machlokas, the issue seems to be, on how you view the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos. According to the Rashba, the purpose of Ner Shabbos is to have lights in your house so you can enjoy your Shabbos, Shalom Bayis Abdesuda. And so we see you doing the act early of kindling, even though the fulfillment is until later. And the Rambam disagrees and says, no, the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos is also to enter Shabbos with your house already, and therefore, according to the Rambam, the act is happening during the fulfillment of the mitzvah. So it's a fundamental machlokes. The Rashba holds you could separate the act of kindling. You could do the act of kindling early, even though the mitzvah is not happening later. And the Rambam holds that they always go together. So that's the answer to question number one, that how could you, the Rashba said, why should it be different than Shabbos? The Rambam says, why should it be different than Shabbos? Shabbos has a mitzvah covered, and therefore there's a Maisa and Kiyam happening early. What about the second question the Rashba has on the Rambam? But what do you do every Friday, Shabbos, Chanukah? Everyone agrees you light the Chanukah candles before Shabbos, before Shkia. So just like it works, Friday night lighting before sunset, so too it works every night. So the Rashba clearly says Friday night proves the rule. Just like we could light 15 minutes to half an hour early Friday, and I'm doing the act, even though the mitzvah is not happening until later, why should that be different than Tuesday night and Wednesday night? And the Rambam clearly is saying, no, that's an exception to the rule. That's Efshar. But what's the pshat in the Rambam? So it comes down to a fundamental question of, is the time of the mitzvah different on Friday night than it is the rest of the week? Pashas, like the Rashba, says no. The same time, it's Mishatishkad Chama Shatichel Regum and Ashuk, and it's no problem. You do the act of kindling earlier, and you get the mitzvah later on. But the Rambam can't say that. According to the Rambam, then either you have to say it's an exception to the rule. It's EF, so really it's not the ideal, but somehow we have no choice, so we have to do it, or perhaps no. We could say a big alumnus in the Rambam. And that touches on another topic of Kavsa Zakakla or Kavsa Ein Zakakla. There's a discussion in the Gemara and in Halacha. If the Chanukah candle goes out, do you have to relight it? So, of course, everyone agrees if the time of lighting Chanukah candles is 5 o'clock and you light at 4 o'clock and it goes out before 5 on a Tuesday, then of course you have to relight it. You haven't done anything. Even according to the Rashba, it wouldn't be good. So what we say is, if you light at the proper time and it goes out, let's assume it has to last a half an hour. So you lit the candle and it lasts 10 minutes and it goes out, so that's the machlokas. Kavsa Zogla says you have to relight it. Kavsa Ein Zogla says you don't have to relight it. You do not have to relight it. Why? Because Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah. Because we paskin, it's the actual act of, it's the Maisa Hadlaka. It's the act of kindling, which is the mitzvah. In other words, you need two components. You need, it's a Maisa Hadlaka, you have to put, you need the potential to fulfill the mitzvah. In other words, the halacha is, if I light Chanukah candles, and what I'm doing is, there's only a little bit of oil in the menorah, and I keep on pouring more oil in as the time goes on, that's no good. Because we pass at the time of the actual act of kindling, you have to have enough oil to fulfill your mitzvah. That's why, according to some, electric menorah, an electric candelabra is not good for Chanukah, because electricity is consumed as generated, and therefore you don't have, at the time you light, you don't have the fulfillment. So that's why perhaps maybe a battery-operated menorah might be different. Again, l'chadchil, we assume you shouldn't use electric or battery, but in the times of need, maybe a battery would work if you're in an airplane. Right, so that's how Rav Aaron Soloveitchik and the Rav recommended that people light on, if you're lighting on the Chanukah, perhaps since you can't light candles because it's a danger, or the stewardess is going to blow it out, so therefore perhaps maybe some might say you don't have to light at all, because maybe being in a plane, it's like you not only have a home and therefore you're exempt. Like maybe it's like being on a ship, on a boat. But if you assume you do have to, so then perhaps maybe you could use battery operating, perhaps even with a bracha. Those are different discussion in the poskim, but not for now. So either way, the halacha is that you need enough oil in the menorah to fulfill the mitzvah. So if I have a half an hour's worth of oil, for some reason, if I light in front of a windy place, I know it's going out, that's no good either. But if I light in a place where it should normally stay and something happens with the wick and it goes out, I fulfill my mitzvah. That's the halacha. Kofsa ein zokaglug. So if you're lighting normal time and it goes out, you fulfill your mitzvah. But let's say on Tuesday, if I lit before the times, even the Rashba says if it goes out before you fulfill the mitzvah, it's no good, you have to relight. What about Friday night? Friday night, we lighting candles before sunset. So what happens if you light candles before sunset and they light for 10 minutes and they go out before sunset? If they go out after sunset or they go out later, what could you do? It's Shabbos. But if you lit candles and went out before sunset, do I have to relight them? So simple pshat, I would say, Kavsa ein zokaglo, that's during the week when you're lighting at the appropriate time. But here on Friday, when you're lighting early, so therefore we'd say pashas, you'd have to relight the candle. And therefore, you know, after some say Friday night is different, you have to relight. Others want to say a chiddush, no, even Friday night, you don't have to relight. Aye, what do you mean you don't have to relight? But you're lighting early, it's not even the zman of the mitzvah. So perhaps this is the pshat in the Rambam, that the Rambam, the Chiddush of the Rambam and the other Achronim, the Taz discusses it, is that perhaps the Chiddush, the rabbis knew the Chanukah candles on Shabbos, you can't light after Shkia. So therefore, therefore they made the Zman HaMitzvah different Friday night. They said, no, it's not that it's the same time, and we're letting you light early, but the mitzvah's later on. But the Chiddush is that you light Chanukah candles, the time, the Zman for Chanukah candles early. And that's the pshat, according to the sheet that it holds. If the Chanukah candles go out early, you don't have to relight. Why don't you have to relight? Because you fulfilled the mitzvah. How could you fulfill the mitzvah if the mitzvah's later? But then the mitzvah Friday night is different. So we see from the Shita, from those who say you don't have to light Chanukah candles Friday night, even if they go out before Shkia, before sunset, that's a raya the Hanukkah candles on Friday night, that is the Zman. And perhaps that's the sheet of the Rambam. That you never separate the Maisa Mitzvah with the fulfillment. Because even Hanukkah, so Hanukkah candles Friday night, you light early, but that is the Zman. So therefore, you get both the Maisa and the Kiyam. So to summarize, the Rambam writes, when the Gemara says, Mitzvah Mishatishkat Chama, Shatechel Rego Menashok, it doesn't only mean the fulfillment of the mitzvah, it means the act itself. And you always have to do light the candles at the time of the mitzvah. The Rashba said, what are you talking about? No, you don't. You can light early and the mitzvah goes later on. We see from Shabbos all year round. Shabbos, we light Shabbos candles before Shabbos and we enjoy them after. And similarly, every Shabbos Chanukah, we light the Chanukah candles early. So if it's good then, it's good all the time. So we see clearly you could separate the act of kindling the light with the fulfillment of the mitzvah. So the Rambam says, no, you can never separate them. So how do we answer the two questions? Number one is the Rambam holds the mitzvah of Shabbos candles. It's covered on oneg. So the mitzvah of Shabbos candles is before Shabbos. So when I'm kindling the candles, I'm fulfilling my mitzvah of covered Shabbos. And later on, I'm getting my oneg Shabbos. But I'm getting the Maisa mitzvah together with the Kiyam. And similarly, Friday night Shabbos Chanukah, the rabbis made the mitzvah early. And therefore, Raya Kufsa Ein Zochukah, those opinions say you don't have to relight the candle if it goes out before sunset because the Zman HaMitzvah is different. And the Rambam consistent with his view that the Maisa Mitzvah and the Kiyam Mitzvah can never be separated. So that raises this, which we're not going to go into now, but that raises a question that comes up now in North America. Apparently, it's a relatively new minhag of what we call early Shabbos. We make early Shabbos every week. We do Tosefta Shabbos. We add to Shabbos. But early Shabbos, colloquially speaking, is in the summer months. You make Shabbos after Plag HaMincha. So the question comes up, let's say you're single, you're a widow, whatever the case is, the only show in town is an early minyan. And they daven obviously before Plag HaMincha. And they're going to daven Ma'ariv after Plag HaMincha. And you don't live close to the shul. So obviously, the bottom line is, so maybe it's in that case, this daven home and that's it. But the question is, for those who aren't going to listen anyway, or is there any limit schus on lighting, is there any possibility to light Chanukah, to light Shabbos candles before Plag HaMincha. And well, let's say, according to the Rashba, that the same way we light candles Friday night early in the mitzvah of Oneg doesn't begin until later, could one make a case as well that maybe light Shabbos candles before Plag HaMincha and I'll get the Oneg Shabbos later. And what about the bracha? Well, on Shabbos Chanukah, you're making the bracha early. Just like on Shabbos, Friday night, and even Friday night Chanukah, you make the bracha early, enjoying it later. Maybe you could argue you could light Shabbos candles before a candle lit in your house on Friday afternoon. And now it's Shabbos, or Shabbos is coming. Do I have to blow out the candles and relight? So Tosis quotes today is in there. Whether one would have to relight the candles or not. So that's the issue. The reason those poskim are against that would be if you hold, you might need the Maisa Hadlaka L'Shem Shabbos during the time where you have Shabbos. That's a separate topic, but it depends on this issue. Can you separate the Maisa Mitzvah from the Kiyam HaMitzvah?